This is Alderaan Silver Moon Tea, written by The Shiny Lizard and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply, featuring the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan. Summary: Cody wants to get Obi-Wan the perfect Life Day present. It was the first time Cody was truly celebrating Life Day. The war was over. The Chancellor had died suddenly one day, choking on a cookie. After his death, an investigation had started into the Chancellor, and apparently the Chancellor had been playing both sides. The Senate, feeling chagrined at having been played, were quick to grant the Vade citizenship and a massive back pay for their services. The Jedi had been kind enough to help the Vade resettle, even opening up their temple to them and creating a separate division for the Vade. It was composed mostly of commanders who had grown close to their generals, and a few others who simply enjoyed fighting or didn't want to leave the company of their brothers. Cody was still working with his former general, Jedi Master, somehow still managing to stay alive, so maybe the Force was actually sustaining him, Obi-Wan Kenobi. He also had a slight problem. Whenever he tried telling him that he loved him, Cody's tongue would get tied and he would stumble over his words. He'd tried everything, even alcohol as Waxer and Boyle had suggested. Nothing worked. He was doomed to be a platonic life partner with the venerable Obi-Wan Kenobi, who Cody had no claim to at all. It was going to be Life Day soon, and Cody had reached out to his brothers to see what they were doing. Wolf and the pack were giving Master Coon a family portrait. Bly was giving Master Secura a handmade knit hat. Cody didn't even have to be one to spot that the holes for her leku were uneven. Fox, bastard that he was all too gleeful in pointing that out. Fox refused to tell anyone what he was getting Quinn, but Cody had a feeling he really didn't want to know. When his brothers asked what he was getting Obi-Wan, Cody stammered out that he was losing the connection before he closed the chat. Rex DM'd him a moment later, saying that that excuse would have worked if they were on a voice call or visual call, but text chat didn't lose connection like that, and then offered to help Cody. Cody adamantly told him that he did not need help shopping for Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi, who he did not have a crush on, and no, that was not oddly specific. Rex was the best vodka ever and understood immediately. The Holonet was of no help. There were many ads on what to get your partner and how to have the perfect Life Day and how to make it the most romantic, and none of them were helpful. For a moment, Cody wished the war was still happening. He could have a battle distracting him and they could be planning strategy together. Anything would be better than this stress. Senator Organa had been gracious enough to offer them a cabin in the woods on Alderaan, and Obi-Wan, after asking if Cody would like to go there for Life Day, had accepted. This was the last day that Cody could get a gift for Obi-Wan before they left. Cody wanted to get the perfect gift, but nothing seemed right. He had snuck away and even asked Dex's opinion on it, and the Bezalisk had patted him on the back and offered to cook him a Nerf burger while Cody thought about it. Obi-Wan and he were equals now, but in that moment, Cody felt like he was a shiny and not a former Marshal Commander. It was pathetic. He couldn't think of a proper gift to give the person he loved. Even a platonic relationship was fine. He just wanted to show that he cared. Cody thanked Dex for the delicious Nerf burger and left. He tucked his hands into his pockets and hopped into the speeder and drove to the nearest shopping area. Maybe he could do a last-minute gift, scramble around and buy something for Obi-Wan, just to show that he could do this Natborn thing. The first store sold candles, and Cody shook his head. He couldn't see Obi-Wan enjoying that, and there were so many scents that picking one out seemed impossible. The next place was a Holonovel store, but that brought its own troubles. Obi-Wan liked so many novels. He could probably ask the clerk for the driest, most boring hollow novel possible, and Obi-Wan would probably still love it. Laughing at the silly thought, Cody continued on to the next store. Jewelry. Nope, Cody walked past that one. He had never seen Obi-Wan wear any jewelry, and with how frequently he lost his saber, still happening even after the war, Cody feared that any jewelry would also get lost. He passed more stores, but none of them had anything that felt right. The lights and the noise were starting to get to him, and he could feel a headache building, only adding to the stress of the day. The last store in the shopping center, tucked into a little corner, was a tea shop. It was better than nothing. Cody stepped inside, and a little bell dangling from a string on the door clinged when he opened it. A musky scent filled the shop. A small woman with dark olive skin pattered over, the top of her head below his shoulders. "May I help you?" she asked. "I'm looking for a present," Cody said. The woman hummed and rocked on her feet. She pushed up her glasses before speaking again. "Maybe we can narrow it down. I have many varieties of tea here." Cody chuckled at the thought of getting Obi-Wan tea, but really, there was nothing else, and perhaps tea would be better than coming back empty-handed. If he was going to be an equal, if he was going to prove that he could act like a Natborn, then he had to have something. One time on The Negotiator, late at night, after Cody had brewed tea for them both, they had started talking about tea and its many varieties and other hot drinks that people liked. Obi-Wan had mentioned a specific type of tea. Cody couldn't remember if it was one Obi-Wan really liked or disliked, but his mind was practically shoving the memory in his face. It was that insistent. "I think it's an Alderaan tea," Cody said, scratching the side of his head, trying to recall that night and only getting vague snatches of it, and some entirely unhelpful details, like how Obi-Wan's eyes seemed to sparkle under the lights, and how his cheeks were a delicate shade of pink. "Do they like sweet or earthy?" the proprietor asked, stroking her chin, reminding Cody so much of Obi-Wan that it made him grin. That was an easy question. "He has a sweet tooth," Cody said, beaming with confidence. "That is quite helpful, dear," the woman said. With a spring in her step, she walked to one of the many aisles crammed in the small shop. "I have several sweet Alderaan teas. Do you know if he prefers their orchid blends or the starflower blends?" Neither of those sounded right. The woman tapped her chin. "I do have an Alderaan Silver Moon blend." His mind seemed to jump to attention at those words. "I think that's the one," Cody said, almost unable to get the words out fast enough. "He's a man of good taste," she said, grinning up at him. "Would you like to get a tea set to go with it?" The second question stunned him. Did Obi-Wan need a tea set? He didn't know, but maybe he could get one for him. "Sure," he said. "Here, I have one from the tea company that made the same tea," the woman said, skittering off to the counter and pulling out a box. She opened it up and took a delicate-looking silver and white teapot. It had swirls of gold and blue around it. Even if Obi-Wan didn't like the tea, he would love the tea set. Cody was certain of it. It was their colors, the blue of Obi-Wan's lightsaber and 212th gold. "That's perfect," Cody said, for once feeling confident about his choice of gift. "Excellent." The woman rung him up and was even kind enough to wrap the tea set and tea in a pretty bag with gold foil sticking out of it. "Thank you," Cody said as he opened the door to leave. "You're welcome. Your lover will enjoy it," she said. Cody paused, her use of the word lover startling him. It made sense in a way, though. He was obviously buying a gift for someone. Everything was fine, he reminded himself. Back at the temple, Cody wrapped his jacket around the bag so Obi-Wan wouldn't know what was in it. Although he did eye the jacket-wrapped bundle, he didn't say anything. Obi-Wan had packed their bags and told him they had a ship, they could leave whenever they were ready. Cody grabbed his bag, went to his room, and rearranged the contents, putting the gift inside. Obi-Wan once again said nothing. The flight to Alderaan took a day, and the present in his luggage kept pulling at his memory. There was something he needed to remember, something more. But no matter how much he tried, he couldn't recall anything. Hopefully he hadn't bought a tea that Obi-Wan didn't like. Knowing him, he would still drink it anyway so as not to hurt Cody's feelings, but Cody wanted to prove that he could do this, that he was as good as any Natborn, even if he couldn't tell Obi-Wan that he loved him, romantically. They landed in a small village and drove a covered speeder to a quaint two-story cabin near a frozen lake. Pale sunlight glinted off the ice hanging from the trees and the undisturbed snow. When Cody breathed, he could see his breath hanging in the air. He tugged the scarf around his neck tighter. Weather like this made him miss the all-weather snow gear they had. It kept them warm. Most of the Vade eschewed armor these days. When they went on missions, Cody would wear some armor, but nothing like the full-body suit the Republic had put them in. "What do you think?" Obi-Wan asked, glancing over at him from under his lashes. A gold and orange striped knit hat with a chunky gold puff on top from Waxer and Boyle covered his coppery hair. Cody wanted to say something poetic about its beauty with the lake nearby and the mountain in the distance, but all he could see was how poorly defensible the location was. The trees would cover any advancing enemies, and they only had one means of escape. This would be a poor location for a base. "It's pretty," Cody ended up saying. Poetry was not his strength. Cody had attempted to write a love poem for Obi-Wan, hoping to declare his feelings, but even he could see how terrible his attempt was. Maybe a book of romantic poems would have been better than tea. "Yes, I agree with that, my darling," Obi-Wan said, beautiful lilting accent melting Cody's heart a little. They made their way inside, and to Cody's pleasure, it was quite warm. They removed their outer layers and hung their coats on the hooks near the door. They took off their shoes, too, after Obi-Wan suggested they didn't want to track snow throughout the place. The first floor was a large kitchen open to a living area and dining area. There was a small bathroom near the back and another door that led outside. Upstairs was a giant bedroom with one large bed. "Do you mind sharing, darling?" Obi-Wan asked, voice soft. Cody nodded, voice gone. Instead, he focused on the ill-advised large windows that took up one wall, showing the mountain and lake. It offered too much potential sightline into the room. They were open to any potential assassins. They weren't at war anymore, Cody reminded himself. No one was after Obi-Wan anymore. "I can sleep downstairs," Obi-Wan said. "No, it's fine. We can share," Cody said, sounding far more confident than he felt. "All right, darling," Obi-Wan said. He set his bag to the side. He turned back to Cody with a small smile. "Bale told me that they stocked the cabin with extra ice skates. Would you like to go on the lake?" "I've never been ice skating," Cody said. "It's been years for me," Obi-Wan said. They managed to find ice skates that fit them, and they redressed in their outer layers and walked to the lake. With a few instructions, Cody was darting along the ice, flying past Obi-Wan, who preferred to skate at a slow, sedate pace. He could see how Natborns enjoyed this. The cold air bit at his cheeks as he raced along the lake. He felt alive in a new way, not the scary, despairing reminder of war, but from the rush of wind nipping at his skin. His cheeks were red when they finished, and he couldn't help but grin. Obi-Wan's cheeks were an adorable pink, and his blue eyes lit up in delight. Cody cooked a simple Alderaan dish that he had learned while Obi-Wan set the table and talked with him. It was almost like being back at the temple. Obi-Wan poured a pale golden wine in two glasses and set them on the table. "I was thinking we could open the Life Day presents after dinner," Obi-Wan said, back to Cody. Cody paled and he almost dropped the measuring spoon in the pot. "Okay," he managed after a moment. "Right, they did have to exchange presents at some point." Obi-Wan came back downstairs with a small silver box, utterly unhelpful in giving any hint as to what could be inside. Cody finished cooking dinner, and they ate in silence. Cody's mind was stuck on the tea, wondering if it was the best present he could have gotten for Obi-Wan. Maybe a candle would have been better, but it was too late to change it. They finished dinner, and Cody went upstairs to grab the present from his bag. Cody took a deep breath and then practically shoved the bag into Obi-Wan's chest. Obi-Wan fumbled for a moment before wrapping his hands under it. "Oh, thank you," Obi-Wan said. He lifted it and stared at the bag before smiling. "Oh, I love this tea shop. Was Ms. Lavender there?" Cody glanced away. "I don't know. She didn't say her name." "It was probably her. She knows her tea." Obi-Wan reached in and pulled out the flimsy gold tissue. Cody watched him, transfixed. He had to know what Obi-Wan truly thought of the present. Obi-Wan pulled out the box with a tea set in it, frowning. "Oh no, He didn't like it, Cody thought, panicking. Obi-Wan put the bag down and opened the box, and his eyes lit up. "Oh, Cody, this is beautiful," he said, pulling out the delicate tea kettle. He stared at it, brows furrowed together, before asking, "Cody, did you get..." Obi-Wan dug into the bag and pulled out a tissue-wrapped box. His eyes went wide when he tore it off. "Oh, Cody," Obi-Wan whimpered. He covered his lips with his hand. Tears sprang to his eyes. Cody's stomach clenched tight. Obi-Wan was crying. That wasn't a good sign. "Oh, Cody, open this. Open this, please," Obi-Wan said, shoving the silver-wrapped box to Cody's chest. Cody found the edges and carefully unwrapped the box. He opened it, and his brows furrowed. Inside was a lightsaber clip, the same as Obi-Wan wore on his belt. He stared at it, trying to figure out why Obi-Wan would give him a lightsaber clip. "I couldn't think of what to get you," Obi-Wan said, voice soft and low, nearly a whisper. "I didn't want to assume anything, but you got us this tea. Well, I'm glad I took the chance." Cody glanced up, and the soft smile and wet eyes made his stomach clench in a confusing mix of emotions. "I've always said that a Jedi's lightsaber is their life, and if there is anyone I want holding mine, it would be you, Cody. I love you." "I love you too, Obi-Wan," Cody stammered, the words finally leaving him. His chest felt suddenly too tight. "Would you like to share some of the lover's tea?" Obi-Wan asked. Cody's mind screeched to a halt. "I thought it was Alderaan Silver Moon tea." "It is. It's considered a lover's tea. Two people share it and kiss." Obi-Wan blushed. "I thought I told you about this one." Oh, he had told him about it. That was why Cody remembered it. That was why he was probably blushing when he told Cody about it. "You didn't know?" Obi-Wan's face fell and he backed away. "I'm sorry, I didn't mean..." Cody grabbed Obi-Wan's arms before he could move out of reach. "No, I love you. I love you, and I've wanted to say it to you, but I couldn't find the words." Obi-Wan's cheeks darkened, and he stepped forward. If Cody leaned forward, they would be kissing. "I have a confession to make. I told Ms. Lavender about my troubles finding a Life Day present for you, and she suggested that I think about what the day means and what you mean to me. And, my dear, she knows I love that tea." "How would she know I was shopping for you?" Cody asked. Obi-Wan reached out and brushed his fingers over Cody's scar, and he smiled up at him. "I told her that my love was the charming former Marshal Commander, with beautiful thick curls, a dashing scar near his eye, and a rich voice." Cody couldn't help the smirk that tugged at his lips. "Oh?" Obi-Wan nodded, stepping closer. Cody could feel his breath against his lips. Cody ran his fingers through Obi-Wan's beautiful coppery hair, marveling at the softness of the strands. He could touch him. "May I kiss you, Obi-Wan?" "Please," Obi-Wan said, leaning forward. "And happy Life Day, Cody." The end. Podfigures note. Possibly a weird thing to record in the middle of summer, but Pezax, you and I have a habit of trying to find, or accidentally finding, tea featuring stories for each other for treats. And I found this one in my Tapod when I was looking for things to possibly pod for you and was like, well, I'm gonna do it. I don't care if the season matches. So I really hope you enjoy.